What have you been up to?
studying, watching a little tape, trying to figure out how to win.
What'd you see?
Well, the same thing you see every time you see these guys. They're a disciplined group. They're, great athletes. They're led by, Will Fork and Spikes and Mayo, Chung, and McCourty, probably their standout players, but, their D-line looks great. I think that Chandler kid looks good. It's always just a tough group. And then, when they're led by a coach, knowledgeable of defensive schemes and is so good at preparing for games, that's a tough combination. So we're gonna have to be our best.
Mark, the numbers suggest that the Patriots' secondary isn't quite performing up to standard this year, but what do you see from the group overall?
Well, I think, they're a great group of players. I know they're always capable of having big games, and I know they're going to be in the right position. So it's my job to be smart with the football, and it's always a challenge, no matter what the numbers say against these guys. I have a lot of respect for their team, so... it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Mark, I understand you and Marquise Cole had a fun little relationship when he was your teammate in New York. What do you remember about that?
Quise is a man. He was just an energetic guy. Really played great for us on special teams, on defense. He's one of the best teammates you could ever ask for. So I know they got a great player and a guy who can fit in anywhere. One of those guys you never want to see leave your building, but sometimes that stuff happens. So, it's too bad. But I love him as a player and even more as a person. So it'll be cool to see him. But, we got to try and win and put the friendship aside for a little bit.
Well, I understand you guys used to make fun little bets. Each week, what were some of the unique things you guys used to wager on?
Anything, just shooting like empty water bottles in the trash can, and just to go get the other person pizza or to go get the other person food or it was anything. Something in the training room, hit so and so with this medicine ball or whatever, and. Hit him in the leg is a couple points. Hit him in the chest is, 5 points, whatever. Hit him in the head and you get 10 points or whatever. But we would just play, just stuff to get you through the day and to joke around. But he was, he's serious and ready to play at all times, but he knows how to have a good time.
Hey, Mark. How do you feel that you've played this season? And do you feel that the criticism from the media, New York specifically, do you feel like that's fair based on your performances?
You are what your record says. The statistics, that's the way, you're judged. And so there's a ton of teams at 3-3, and we're trying to just keep playing hard and do well. As far as my personal play, we just got to get some more wins, and I think there's, a few throws that I want back and stuff, but that's natural. We're working through some personnel issues here, getting guys healthy, so that's helped this last week. I'm just trying to find ways to get wins and not really worry about outside opinion.
From what you've seen on tape of the Patriots' defense, what seems to be the best way to attack this group?
That's a good question every time we play them. It's not going to be easy to run the ball against them. It's not going to be easy to throw it. So we're going to have to do our best to play well, take care of the football and sustain drives, but it's never easy. So, you name it, we have to do it well.
Are you noticing a tendency in the Patriots secondary for why they've given up so many long passes?
Have I?
Yeah.
Different plays happen at different times for different reasons, really. I think, some of them have been really good throws. Some have been pretty good schemes that have gotten guys open. That kind of stuff happens to any secondary. But I think these guys are a tough group, and they always play well. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
And Mark, you said you are where your record shows. The Patriots are also 3-3, but do you look at them as a 3-3 team, or are you kind of surprised that the Jets could realistically pass them in the standings with a win on Sunday?
Well, I mean, that's what both teams are hoping to do. I mean, to gain first place in the division obviously is at stake. So we take a lot of pride in these divisional games. So hopefully we find a way to win this one and move on and wind up facing them again. So it's always fun getting together with these guys and always competitive. But it's just the way it's lined up this time.
How has your chemistry been with Tim Tebow?
Oh, he's been great. You know, he's a hard worker. I think he's been fun to have around. So it's been a good relationship, and he's trying to help us in any way he can. So that's good. He's done a great job on special teams and doing some of the Wildcat stuff. So it's been a real plus for us.
It seems like from an outsider's point of view that it can be difficult to run a two quarterback system, and I know you guys haven't done it regularly, but through different points when you guys are subbing in and out with each other, is it difficult on you guys to establish any sort of rhythm, or if you had a rhythm, to keep it going during a situation like that?
Well, I mean, Coach Brano, I think, has done a good job with it. He does his best to try and keep us both comfortable. But at the same time, when your number's called, you got to play well. And whether you're on the field for 60 plus plays or just a couple, we both have to play well when we're in there, and that's what we're trying to do.
Hey, Mark, there was some question over the offseason as to whether or not the organization did enough to improve from last season. Do you feel like they have put you in a position to succeed, or is there more that could be done as far as the roster is concerned?
Well, I mean, personnel stuff, that's my opinion. That's not my really position to say. I think that's their opinion to put the best team they possibly can together, and then it's my job to get the best out of those guys. So that's where I come in and try and do that. But I mean, that's all for speculators and people on the outside to debate about.
All right, Mark, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you.